Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Ian Stevens, and joining me is Jacob Fessmeyer. As for this first segment, we're going to talk over the Madison County finals here for Arabian Athletics in this past week, as well as view some of the upcoming Arabian Athletics. And later on, Coach Fosberg will be joining us live. And for the back half of the show, I was able to catch up with girls softball coach Rob Davis earlier this afternoon for a interview. And then, of course, for rounding out will be Mrs. Babick, the unified track coach, as we talk over unified track and what to expect with their upcoming season. But starting it off, Jacob, a busy week for Arabian Athletics when it comes to the Madison County Tournament.
Yeah, for sure. And a couple of things I want to talk about. First off, congratulations to the Lady Arabians. They have now won 5 Madison County tournaments in a row. That is just, I don't even know where to put it. That's insane, Ian. But another thing I want to throw out there for the boys baseball team, or for the baseball team, you know, Ian, these guys started out 0-4, 0-5. They lost 2 of their conference circuits, the first 2 games of the season against Newcastle, and then against Shoretown. You know, game shoveled around a little bit. They, you know, they're heading into county, they're 0-5, you know, and they're thinking, you know, it's time to step up. And they did just that. They won the first game against Madison Grant, a little bit low scoring. It was 3-1. And then they played Frankton back here. Bill Stoutfield won 7-0. Then in the next game, they beat Alexander Monroe 14-0. So, I mean, it's just everything on both sides. The batting has improved a lot for the Arabians. Pitching, I know they have pitchers like Alex Begley, Jackson Reagan. I believe Jalen Jordan was another pitcher they threw in there just throughout the county tournament. And unfortunately, they did fall 9-5 to LaPel. But, I mean, you got to give a hats off to Coach Vosberg and what this Ravens team did in this whole past week. They really improved. They really step up.
Definitely just how they overall came in, as you mentioned, 0-5 to tournament play. They're playing the former reigning champions in the Madison Grant Argos. It was just their first time the previous year in that Madison County tournament where they won. So Pendleton Knights definitely had a tough hand at the task whenever they were faced off with Madison Grant. But they got the upper edge, and they were forced to kind of play that play-in game. So they had more games than every other team in the tournament. Then a great win against Frankton, so it put them in that semifinal against Alexandria. And Alexandria is a very tough team, and to be able to beat them 14-0 like they did, that just shows complete dominance like that. So they earned themselves a trip to the championship game. But this past Saturday night, they played in the LaPel Bulldogs. But as you mentioned, unfortunately, they fell short that 9-5. They started off a little bit rough, a little bit slow, but as the game progressed, especially in the later part of the innings, about the 6th and 7th inning, the team and the bats really started getting rolling. And one of those innings, they had 4 runs, and another inning, they had 1. But just by that time, it was a little bit too late to really get the bats going. But unfortunately for them, they came 2nd in the county tournament, but had a phenomenal week.
Yeah, there's a lot to be proud of for that Arabians team right there. And to hold Frankton and Alexandria Monroe to 0 runs across 2 of those games is insane. You got guys like Caleb Franks in the batter's box. I'm pretty sure he hit 2 runs over the course of the county tournament. Racked up doubles, a bunch of RBIs. I believe he had a triple as well to Clayton Turner. Another factor when it comes to just stealing the bases, Sam Connor also stepped up as well. It's just anywhere, whenever it comes to, you know, put outs in the outfield, you know, Nate Gilman at catcher. Of course, Nate Gilman also improved his role in the batter's box as well. And, you know, I'm just trying to think. I mean, they also, yeah, once again, I just mentioned at the pitcher's mound, got guys like Alex Begley, Jalen Jordan, Jackson Reagan that have really stepped up. And, you know, when it comes to the mound for the Ravens, there's a lot of hidden gems, a lot of hidden talents, you know. Coach Vosberg's throwing a lot of, you know, different players there on the mound, and they just seem to find different success, and that's really what's helped the Ravens so far this season and what could really, I guess, you know, kind of give them a huge impact for the rest of the season.
Definitely a bright future for the Arabians. But on the flip side, Arabian softball, as you mentioned, that 15-2 victory over Elwood in that Madison County Championship at game. And with that win, that means they have won the 5 past straight Madison County Championship games. And that is their 12th county title since the tournament has been around, and since 2007. just the overall complete dominance of Arabian softball when it comes to the county tournament.
Yeah, when you're thinking of a, you know, a championship game, thinking got Pendle Heights and Elwood, this is going to be a very, very competitive game. Championship, county championship. Pendle Heights just ran away with this game from the start. I mean, they only went to the top of the fifth inning because they're already up by 10 runs, or more than 10 runs. They won 15-2 in the championship. Just the Lady Ravens, you know, whenever it comes around, just every single year, whenever that county championship comes around or county tournament comes around, just a different fire just sets off on them. Don't know how to explain it. Just everybody steps up, batter's box. Once again, batter's box. Same thing I mentioned with baseball. Batter's box, the mound, out in the outfield. Everybody just steps up and does their part, and they all just have that skill and that chemistry to get the job done for 5 years in a row.
And in this past game, nine of their runs came off of RBIs, and those RBIs alone came off of three separate home runs. All three of them happened to be three-run shots, and it really set the team up well. But you take a look at last Friday, the boys and girls track team traveled to Madison Grant for their county competition, and not only did the boys win the county championship as well, but the girls won their county championship for the 15th year straight.
15 years in a row. Wow, and you got to love it. Pendleton Heights, you know, this past week, lots of success. You got to love it here for this hometown Ravens team. Teams, I should say.
And a lot of talent throughout the track department, not only for the boys team, but for the girls team as well. They had some top placers there in the shot put and discus, as well as some in the sprinting, and especially when it comes to long distance for the boys side. They have Avery Carpenter, who's definitely, he had a great track season and continuing that, cross-country season and continuing that now.
You know, good for guys like Ace and just everybody on the boys and girls track team. I know us, we kind of shadow out, you know, everybody kind of shadows out track and field a little bit. Track and field is another competitive sport. You know, they all practice every single day. They all put in the hard work and effort. And, you know, it seems like they don't really get a lot of recognition because I just found out that they won both of their meets when you just told me. Because, you know, all I heard was baseball made the county championship. But other than that, I mean, I heard softball won, unless it's just me staying off of social media. But no, that was the first time I heard that the boys and girls won. So, you know, congrats to them. They deserve it.
And then on that Saturday morning, it was about 11 a.m. start. The game got delayed just a little bit. But the girls varsity tennis made it to that Madison County Championship as well, where they faced off with Alexandria. Unfortunately for them, they finished second in the county with a 3-2 finish, but just that 3-2 finish, it was a very close match.
And that's good to hear. Everybody, as I just mentioned, everybody, I mean, seems like every team in the county championship or the county tournament really did successful. Baseball gets second, sadly for LaPel. Softball, county championship, boys and girls won. Now the tennis falls second. You know, there's a lot to be proud of here for the Raymond Athletics this past week, by far, no doubt.
And then on the flip side, not a Madison County tournament championship, but for Pendleton Heights varsity boys golf, they traveled out to Monroe Central for a golf tournament where they finished first place shooting a 327 as a whole team. And the closest team finishing second was Yorktown, who shot a 393. So you just take a look at those numbers as a whole. That's a pretty solid gap difference in the point scoring.
Yeah, the Ravens golf team has a lot of sneaky hitters on there. So it'd be fun to, you know, keep an eye out for them this season, for the rest of the season.
And with that being said, that's the end of our first segment here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. But when we come back, Coach Vosburgh will be joining us as we recap what took place last week for Arabian baseball. And then following that, we will take a preview of what lies ahead this week for Arabian baseball on the Arabian Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
Lots of laughs are coming your way from WEEM's newest podcast,
aka Comedy.
I'm Aubrey Cook.
I'm Kennedy Quinn, and we are Aubrey, Kennedy, and Comedy.
You can find us on our website at 917WEEM.org or anywhere podcasts can be found.
Check us out for your bi-weekly dose of comic relief.
Now back to Arabian Baseball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This is the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM, live here in the WEM studio. Joining Ian and I, Ravens baseball head coach Matt Vosburgh. Coach Vosburgh, as always, thank you for joining us.
You bet, anytime.
So, I mean, this Ravens team just really found their groove in the Mueller tournament last week. And Alpenham Knights started out the season 0-5, lost two of their conference circuits against Newcastle, Yorktown. But, you know, they're still learning, getting better by the day. Then eventually they went on a tear. They defeated Madison Grey in the first round. Then they shut out Frankton and Alexander Monroe to win three straight and make it to the county championship. Coach, what was it like seeing your team just really put on a fight in this tournament?
You know, we talked at the beginning of last week that, you know, the first 2 weeks of the season just was behind us. It wasn't one of those things that we were going to dwell on, you know, the record. We were going to start the season fresh, 0-0, and the boys really bought into that. But, you know, the secret for success last week is no real secret at all. You know, we threw strikes last week where we hadn't been throwing strikes previously. You know, it doesn't matter if you're facing Ellick, Frankton, any other county team, or you're facing, you know, D1 dudes that are, you know, from Newcastle. If you throw strikes, you've got a chance to win a ball game. And so when our pitchers are throwing strikes, it keeps us more locked in on the defensive side. You know, it's easier to fall asleep when you're not really seeing a ball come your way because we're just throwing ball after ball and walk after walk. And so that's not real fun baseball, but it's fun baseball when our pitchers are in the zone. And that's what I was most proud of last week was our guys, you know, getting out there and just competing on the mound, where I felt we hadn't really had that kind of competitive drive the first couple of weeks. So it was really nice to see us rebound that way.
So now back to the first round against the Madison Grey Argyles. Now, the Ravens took them down in a low-scoring game. It was 3-1, but a win is a win, especially when it comes to county. Your team continued to show bright spots on the mound. Alex Begley, Spencer LePink, and Jackson Reagan were the pitchers in this game for Piddle Knights. And, of course, they did not disappoint, especially Alex Begley. Threw for a few innings and allowed no hits, no runs, and he also struck out three batters. What did you see in the pitching mix for your team in game number one?
We went into last week with a very specific pitching rotation in mind based on the fact that we had to play a number four games across 5 days. You know, we don't have the pitching depth that we need necessarily to, like, put a starter in every single game and, you know, let that guy go six innings like you do see in a lot of traditional, you know, baseball teams. That's not what we are this year. And so we've got a bunch of guys that can really get out there and give us really strong innings in a limited capacity. And we wanted to test that out a little bit last week and kind of demo that. And that ended up working really well. It also helped that Alex came back really for the first time last week. You know, he'd been sidelined a little bit with an injury, and so we were really careful with him. He was on a very, very limited pitch count for the times that he was out there. And while for the times that he was out there, he was really effective, as you mentioned. He was, right now, I think his strike percentage is you know, over 700. So it's he's up there, 70% strikes. So he was a you know, just a breath of fresh air, kind of got the guys fired up a little bit. The guys were excited for him. He even got in a bat later in the week and blistered a long single to the outfield during the Ellick game. So, you know, he provided a spark for us last week, and it was really good to see.
So in that first game, it was slightly a bit of a quiet game in the batter's box for both teams. But Sam Connor, he had a couple RBIs as well as a double and driving in two of your runs out of the three. But what did you see from Sam Connor and his boost to be able to help your squad?
Sam's kind of broke out a little bit. You know, he's seen the ball really well right now. You know, the first week was really frustrating for him, and he'd be the first one to tell you that. But Sam's a pretty strong, mentally focused guy, and he's going to keep grinding until he figures it out, and he's really figured it out in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Sam's done a lot of different things that you know, don't stand out in the score sheet necessarily. You know, look at the county championship game as an example for just the hustle that and the competitive drive that he had in the field, a couple of diving attempts and really laying out, putting his body on the line. He's doing little things like, you know, if he sees a third baseman back, he's putting down a bunt, even though it's not a flashy single. You know, it's not like a line drive to center and getting guys fired up, but, you know, we value that as a team. And so when he's putting himself putting the team first rather before himself and doing what's best for the team, you know, he's a leader in a lot of capacities. And so you know, to see him be successful in a variety of ways, including driving the ball, but also doing the little things that we ask as an Arabian baseball player, it's pretty cool to see.
So in that second round game against Frankton here at Bill South Field, your team was able to shut out Frankton 7-0, but what was it like just being able to see your team get that first shutout win of the season?
again, that just goes right back to pitching. We actually used the exact same pitching rotation against Frankton that we used against Madison Grant, and those guys came in, did their job, and just passed the buck along. You know, they trusted their teammates after they, you know, they get out there, they throw an inning and a half or 35 pitches or whatever the case might be, and then you pass it along to the guy after you, and you get your job done, and then the next guy comes in and does his job. And so it was really great team baseball last week for the most part, and that's I think, like I said, that's probably the most fun that we've had on this field this year. And so we've got that kind of good feeling, those good vibes, and we want to kind of keep those good vibes going.
So now the Arabians rolled with just a few hits in this game, but your team made it work to get seven runs. Piddle Heights had six different guys get to home or get to the plate for a run. Gabe Carpenter had a couple of runs, and Caleb Frakes and Jalen Jordan each had a hit for an RBI. What did you see from your guys in this round two game against Frankton?
You know, offensively, we just got to put the ball in play. You know, that was, again, the difference if you go back to the championship game and what we've done in the weeks prior. You know, we were walking too many guys as a pitching staff, and then as an offense, we were striking out too much. And so, you know, if we just put the ball in play and make the make our opponents make plays, you know, put some pressure on them, you know, that's something that we want to see more of moving forward. And so I think that was what I took away, at least from those first three games of last week during that tournament, that, you know, we were just putting the ball in play, and, you know, the guys are, you know, we're high school baseball players. There are going to be mistakes being made. And so if we give them an opportunity to make some mistakes and we continue to put pressure on them, and we, instead of being the ones to take that pressure, you know, kind of be the hammer instead of the nail mindset, then we're a better team when we do that.
The next on the path, it was the semifinal game against the Alexandria Monroe Tigers. Once again, the Arabians shut out the opposing team two games in a row to win 14-0. This time, Piddle Heights racked up a lot of more hits, which, of course, comes with a lot more runs. Caleb Frakes continued his strong run at the plate with a couple of hits, and that consisted of a double and, of course, a home run. He also tallied on an RBI. Clayton Turner also notched on a couple of hits. But what did you see from your guys on the – actually, you know, scratch the plate, just overall in this semifinal game?
We talked right before that game that, you know, Alec was kind of running high a little bit. You know, they had come off a big win of their own, and we wanted to shut them down right away. We didn't want them to actually settle into that game. You know, we were the visitors that night, and so we wanted to get out right away and put immediate pressure on them, because we felt like we would have, you know, we didn't know if they'd be able to rebound if we kind of put that pressure on early, especially if we were able to pitch the way that we pitched that night. And so, you know, we tacked on a couple of runs to start that game, and I think we scored in just about every inning except maybe one in that game. And so that was what I also, you know, a takeaway from that game is that in the past we've had a tendency, like, once we're up, to just kind of, like, settle down. We wanted to keep our foot on the pedal, to say, you know, so to say, in that game. And that was one of the things that we did really well. We just kept tacking on runs, putting together good quality at bats. And then Jalen went out that game and really just was really effective on the mound. You know, he had a great game.
But with the Madison County Championship appearance, that's your first time taking the Arabians to the championship game as a head coach here at Pendleton Heights. But what was it like just having that journey and making that championship game?
Well, like I said, I was proud. You know, we had the toughest schedule. You know, we had to go through the most amount of games in the shortest amount of time. Weather played a huge role in the early games in that week. And so, you know, it was just great to see our guys battle through some tough circumstances and really kind of compete. You know, they were fired up to play. We were fired up to coach. You know, there's a certain level of prestige of that with that game, you know, in terms of what it means and with the history of Nick Moeller and you know, just what that tournament means overall, some of the pomp and circumstance ahead of the game. I thought it got a little bit, that kind of got to our heads a little bit. I thought we were a little bit more nervous when we got out there, a little more anxious. It took us a little bit to settle in. When we finally did settle in, it was just a little bit too late in that game. You know, we kind of settled in at the plate in that last inning and threw a bunch of runs across the board, and, you know, we competed, and that was what I was, you know, really excited about with that game. You know, if you look to, you try to find some positives, is that, you know, we went to the very last out. You know, that's the thing about baseball. You've got to make 21 outs to beat the other team. You know, you can't just run the clock out. And so, you know, LaBelle couldn't run the clock out. And we battled and we threw a few runs up there and made things interesting. But ultimately, it's a little bit too little too late.
Well, that's going to be the end of segment number one. But when we come back, we will take a look at what lies ahead for Arabian baseball in this upcoming week. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker. I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
This is the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. Coach Vosburg back with us once again. Coach, on the agenda for Arabians baseball this week, team travels to Shelbyville tomorrow night. Then you guys host the Golden Bears on Wednesday for your third conference circuit of the season. Then on Friday evening, the Arabians travel to Lawrence North High School to face off against the Wildcats in a non-conference game. But what are you most looking forward to for this week?
Well, you know, we take a break from conference to go play the county tournament. And so it'll be nice to kind of see how our team responds to a conference opponent after seeing some success last week and kind of getting some of those good vibes. And, you know, I just think that the tone in our dugout right now is really in a really positive. We've got guys that are picking each other up, and you know, you're not going to have nine guys hot at the same time, you know, in baseball. It's a very, very rare thing to see. In fact, when it does happen, that typically leads you to a state championship, you know, those when you get hot at the right time. And so, you know, we've got guys right now that started off hot that might be cooled off a little bit. We got guys that were cooled off to start that are starting to pick it up a little bit, you know. And so, and this is one of those moments of the season where, you know, guys that are getting it done in terms of what they expect of themselves at the plate and on the mound, they've just got to be the ones to carry the guys that maybe kind of are struggling a little bit, you know, in their performance. Not that they still can't be great leaders, not that they still can't be great teammates, but it does wear, you know, mentally on a couple of guys if you know, hey, I got to see the ball put in play. I just want to get on base, you know. And so when you finally have that breakthrough moment, you know, you've got to you kind of get back, you kind of settle back in, and baseball becomes fun again. So what I'm excited to see this week with just getting back into conferences, seeing, you know, how we've built and grown over the last week and how that plays out this week.
But now, speaking of county and conference, how do you feel your team will translate their performances in the county games over to these two conference games against Shelbyville over the course of the next couple of days?
I think it just built confidence last week for us. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd had a couple of weeks where things didn't go your way, and then you get back to being like, yeah, we do know how to play baseball, and we can get the things done on the field that we need to get done to win baseball games. And so, you know, I think it really opened our eyes last week in terms of what needs to happen for us to win baseball games. You know, how do we need to play in order to see success in the box score by the end of the day? And, you know, I think that our guys have bought into that. I think that we've got pitchers right now that are wanting to get out right now and compete. Nobody wants to take a day off right now. We just want to get back on the mound and keep going. And so I like the drive and the fire and the competitive spirit of our guys, and I like the fun that our guys are having in the dugout, and I like the way that guys are picking each other up. So, you know, all those things that we kind of built on from last week in county, I want to see carry over this week into the when we resume conference play.
So with this week being, you only have three games throughout the week. You'll have a back-to-back doubleheader in the conference, and then, of course, Lawrence North on Friday. But not as many games as last week. So will the pitching rotation and limit number of pitches be restricted, or will it be more relaxed this week?
Well, it's going to be one of those, like, understanding how the game is unfolding. You know, we've got a pitching rotation set in place that we feel very confident in right now. But that doesn't mean that, hey, if a guy's hot and he's really feeling it and, you know, you're kind of using that baseball instinct. I think what's happened a lot in the kind of analytical world of baseball is that you kind of lost just that feel for the game in the moment. And so, you know, if I've got a guy on the mound that you know, we don't anticipate throwing the next day or having to throw in 2 days, and he's really feeling it, then we're going to let him go. And we did that to a degree at Madison at Ellick on Friday last week with Jalen. You know, Jalen probably was going to be limited more to that 35, but he was just feeling it. And, you know, we were ahead. We didn't necessarily anticipate Jalen coming back the next day, and so we kind of let him ride out a little bit longer. And so, you know, we've gotten a couple of guys back in this past week that allows us a little bit more flexibility in the pitching rotation. But we also don't want to let a guy sit out there and struggle. You know, if a guy walks the bases loaded, you know, we got to go to the next guy. You know, we can't get behind early. You know, we want to make sure that we're staying in that game competitively. And I think that's what was one of our issues those first couple of weeks, that we didn't find that guy to come in and stop the bleeding. You know, we knew that we had a bunch of games back to back to back. And we needed to push our guys a little further than we needed to. And so I think we're more effective as a pitching staff right now when we can really focus for just a few innings at a time.
And then for Shelbyville, they're coming in at 500 right now. They're 1-3 when it comes to conference play. They have two losses to Mount Vernon and then split the series against New Pal. But what do you feel are some ways your team can get a couple of wins off the Golden Bears heading into this week?
Yeah, it's tough to know exactly how Shelbyville is going to respond. You know, we haven't played Mount Vernon or New Pal yet. We do know that, you know, those teams are going to be solid. They're always solid teams. And so with Shelbyville coming in, you know, we took two from them last year. And so I'm sure they've got kind of a chip on their shoulder as well. It's kind of like with us with Madison Grant this year. We wanted to take Madison Grant out because they took us out in county last year. And so there's going to be a little bit of added pressure that way. They actually came to our place for two games last year, so we haven't been to Shelbyville in a long time because prior to COVID it was the year before that. So it's been a while since I made that drive, and I'm not exactly looking forward to it because it is a little bit of a haul. But I am excited to play. It doesn't matter where. So, you know, I think if we focus on what wins us baseball games, and at the end of the day, that's putting the ball in play, making plays on defense, and throwing strikes. And if we do those things, I would put our guys up against anybody.
So now on to Lawrence North, they are actually standing undefeated so far this season, 7-0. But they have a bit of a packed schedule, as they are scheduled to have a game pretty much every single day this week. They play Cathedral tonight, Center Grove on Tuesday, North Central on Wednesday, Carmel on Thursday, and then you guys, the Ravens, on Friday. Do you feel, you know, with the Wildcats having to play so many consecutive games, back-to-backs, you know, taking away from their time of practice, that it could give your team a bit of a slight advantage and some flex?
100%. I mean, it doesn't mean that you take any opponent lightly. I mean, they're a heck of a team. If you look up and down their roster, they've got dudes that are just putting balls in play and with pretty high averages. They've got some guys that drive balls, you know, in terms of their slugging percentages are pretty good. And obviously they've got some pitching, you know, to go 7-0 on the season, and they don't play a slouch schedule. I mean, they play some tough teams too. So, you know, it doesn't matter if they've got five games in 5 days. At the end of the day, they're still a tough team. Like, you know, going out and hitting baseballs, you can do that 5 days a week. So it's the pitching maybe that you wonder what they would have and how they would attack that game. And I would assume they would probably, you know, approach the game very similar to how we've approached our, you know, previous week with the limited, you know, with the number of games in a short amount of time. So, you know, we might see a rotation of guys. They'll probably see a rotation of guys from us. So we'll just see who can throw strikes more and who can make more plays in the field and put more balls in play.
Yeah, I mean, just to put it simply, Lawrence North, a pretty all-around dominant baseball team, explaining their 7-0 record. But in your eyes, what are some keys to point out about the Wildcats, and how do you feel, you know, you guys will be able to neutralize them on Friday night?
Well, and I haven't seen them play, you know, so I wouldn't be able to say exactly their style. This is actually a pickup that we had as a program, so we haven't seen LN play in person. At least I haven't ever, in terms of a varsity perspective. So it's going to be a new experience for us all. But baseball is a pretty simple game. Like I said, if you keep it simple and you keep it fun and you understand what it takes to win these games, you know, as long as we're disciplined, as long as we do the things that we know we're capable of doing, like I said, I feel confident that we could put anybody on our schedule and on nights that we're on and all the way around, we would win those games.
So although today definitely a cold and damp day overall, how did your practice go this evening?
Yeah, we had a very straightforward practice. It was more of a BP-focused practice. You know, we wanted to take it easy on arms. We had thrown quite a bit over the last few days. You know, really Sunday was our only day off, you know, we were pitching and throwing all sorts of guys throughout, you know, from Tuesday to Sunday or Saturday of last week. So we wanted to have it more offensive focused. You know, I think that's where we struggled a little bit in the championship game for those first few innings. You know, we had 11 strikeouts in that championship game, and that's just we only made them make 10 plays in the field, you know, and that's not gonna be a winning formula for us. So our focus today was, you know, not jumping on early fastballs in early counts, jumping on fastballs in early counts, and then battling with two strikes. So we had a couple different rounds of BP that we went through today, making sure that we were on time, out in front with the fastball and driving it. And then we also took a secondary round where we were just working on not being caught by a fastball, but a two-strike approach at the plate. So we wanted to fight off pitches and keep the bat alive to continue to put pressure on the pitcher, make him throw more pitches, and I think that will help us this week if we can push some people out of the game.
Well, Coach, that's all we have for your segments today. Thank you for joining us. But when we come back, we will have segment number 4, as I was able to catch up with girls softball coach Rob Davis earlier this afternoon to take a look at what happened last week for Arabian softball. And then later on, we'll see what's going on this week for Arabian softball. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style, with women, men, and children's haircuts, skincare, and spa services. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Is Live 2 boring for you?
Well, that changes now.
Tune in to The Conversation with Music and Mayhem.
Every Tuesday through Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Here with Coach Rob Davis for segment number 2 of the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. As we're going to take a look overall of what happened last week for Arabian softball across the board. So last week, your squad went 3-1. You won your 5th consecutive Madison County Championship there on the past Saturday. But what did you see out of your team last week?
Well, they competed. You know, after the Shelbyville game, which had started off on Monday, which was a loss, you know, we didn't, our defense wasn't solid. We made some mistakes that cost us the ball game. And then I think in the Frankton game, second game of the Madison County tournament, our defense actually won the ball game for us there. So, you know, we just got to be consistent on our defense and make the routine plays. You know, we talk about that all year long, making the routine plays and the wow me plays. You know, we'll take them when they come, but you know, as long as we make the routine plays, that's going to put us in a good position to win.
As your team fell Monday against Shelbyville, as you're speaking, how do you feel your team bounced back after that loss and playing Tuesday as well?
I think they came back and competed. I think they, I think we got off the bus at Shelbyville. We were a little flat, kind of went through the motions, jumped on them 2-0, and kind of thought we were going to coast through it. And that's when we made the mistakes. But then when we started the Madison County tournament on Tuesday against Madison Grant, which, you know, was ranked number 7th in 2A, you know, we were prepared to play hard and play through 7 innings.
So Eliza Finley, she's pitched for much of the season so far, but especially last week, she was your go-to ace pitcher. But what have you seen out of her discipline, especially with her pitch locations?
Well, she's been consistent, you know, and that's the biggest thing that we talked about with Eliza coming into the season, you know, to be consistent. You know, she. I felt like in the Elwood game, in the championship game, in the Madison County tournament, she's fallen behind 2-0 early. And then when she fell behind, you know, they would get a hit. So, you know, we talked, and, you know, I felt like for the most part throughout that Madison County tournament and even in the Shelbyville game, you know, she was consistent hitting her spots, her locations, and keeping, you know, when she hits her spots, she keeps the opponent off balance.
So when it came to that game Tuesday against Madison Grant in the opening round of the Madison County tournament, your ladies only had one strikeout across the board there, but what did you see out of your team's discipline at the plate and being able to make contact with the ball?
Well, and that's something that happened Monday against Shelbyville. You know, I don't think we were very disciplined at the plate. We were popping the ball up. She had a different spin, but then in the Madison Grant game, you know, we waited for her to bring the ball to us and hit our pitch instead of hitting the pitcher's pitch, which, you know, made a big difference. You know, we scored, I believe, 9 runs in that game, and, you know, we put the ball in play hard.
So, Frank, in that semifinal game following your game against Madison Grant on Tuesday, definitely one of the tougher games you played in the county tournament. But Caitlin Goodwin with a couple long balls to really set your team up well. But how big of a role did her bat play throughout that game?
Well, Caitlin's a big, strong girl, you know, and, you know, if you're going to leave it over the plate, she's gonna make you pay for it. And, you know, she's seeing the ball really well right now. You know, she's hitting it hard. I believe she only has a couple strikeouts on the season. And she's you know, she's very disciplined at the plate. You know, she's got a very good eye, and she swings the strikes.
And as you spoke earlier, the defense was a huge factor in that win against Frankton to really set your team up in that championship game Saturday afternoon. But what did you enjoy the most out of your defensive performance?
That we came back and made the plays that, you know, we shouldn't have made, and then made the routine plays. You know, the wind was blowing very strong against that Frankton game. You know, routine fly ball could be end up in the outfield, could end up over the fence. You know, we missed three or four home runs hitting the very top of the fence on routine plays. But our defense, you know, we're very talented. You know, I believe in them girls, and I've told them, you know, our defense, you know, and even if I have to go to the bench at any time, the defense, these girls can play defense. And, you know, when they showed up and played against the Frankton game, you know, it just shows how far we can really get.
So on Saturday against Elwood, your team got after it, clinching your fifth consecutive Madison County title. But you had an on-base percentage of 514. But how does that on-base percentage of over 50% of the time really help your team?
Well, it just means that, you know, somebody's going to hit a home run, we're going to score runs. That's kind of the way it's been so far, you know. I mean, you know, in that Elwood game, we hit three home runs. We had nine runs on them three hits. You know, because they walked us, put us on base, and you know, if you're going to walk a team like ours, then you're putting yourself in a position to get down quickly.
And for many teams throughout your schedule, they have hitters here and there, but for your team, it seems to be your 1 through 9 are all very solid contact hitters. What have you seen out of your offensive performance through much of the season so far?
Yeah, 1 through 9, you know, 1 through 8. Actually, 1 through 7 can hit the ball out of the park. Lily and Kyle, Lily Coffle and Kylie Hubble, you know, they put the ball on the ground. They use their speed to get on base. But, you know, all these girls, they play at a high level all year long. And, you know, it shows. You know, they've been working hard in the weight room. They worked hard during conditioning. You know, we're stronger than what we have been in the past physically. And you know, it just makes a big difference when you're dedicated.
And then, of course, in that game Saturday, you had 14 RBIs out of your 15 runs. But what do you enjoy most about just watching your girls being able to hit runs in?
Well, it's fun, you know, when they compete at the plate, you know, and when they come, you know, and when they're being aggressive, you know, I felt like in that Elwood game, we let some good pitches go by. You know, the first pitch is always the best pitch you're going to get. You know, my philosophy. And when we're ready for that first pitch strike, you know, we do a lot of damage with it.
And then, of course, were able to get some of the substitute players, some of the players that were in the dugout for much of the game Saturday, about that fourth, fifth inning there. So what did you like seeing, being able to bring some of your reserves in throughout the game?
Well, you know, I wish I could get more of it. You know, the girls, they worked hard too. You know, to bring them into the game, it builds their confidence. Because, you know, you're never going to know when you're going to need them. And for them to get playing time and be a part of the five-peat is special.
So overall, what are some of the biggest takeaways from the last four games last week?
Well, you know, where we want to be, you know. I told the girls, you know, Saturday after we got done and before we broke, I said, you know, we're getting ready to go into our toughest part of our schedule. You know, I believe that the first part of our schedule is a little soft. You know, it gets, we're allowed to make mistakes, but here coming up when we go south, I always say we're going to the Carmel Invite. We're going to play some of the big schools. They're going to be competitive. And we got to be ready, you know, so, you know, we can't take for granted what we've done, you know, 6-2, 7-2, I believe it is now. Cause we're getting ready to get into the heart of our schedule. And then we're going to get everybody's best shot now. You know, we got a bullseye on our back and, we'll see how they react.
So what do you want to improve on the most heading into this week's play?
I just want to be consistent, you know, consistent at the plate, you know. You know, I want to be able to pitch. You know, I'm going to Shelby's going to get some innings coming up. We're going to need everybody in the rotation. We're going to need everybody on the bench to do our part. You know, we got to get smarter on the base pass. You know, I thought we made some running errors. But, you know, I got some girls in there that's what they do. They run. So, you know, we got to get them better too.
Well, Coach, that's the end of the first segment. But when we come back, we'll bring segment number two as we take a preview of what lies ahead this week for Arabian softball here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
Back to the ASA Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASM Coaches Show here for segment number three. But as we now take a look and what lies ahead for Arabian softball this week. So as of right now, your team's scheduled to be traveling to Anderson this evening for your final game of the county on the season. But what does Anderson typically bring into the bring to the field year in and year out?
Well, they're down a little bit. I think they got a new coach a couple years ago, and she's trying to revive the program, and she's doing a very good job of getting it back to where it used to be. So I'm not really sure. I haven't really paid that much attention and watched that much of the county when they were playing. We weren't in the same facilities. So I'm not really sure. With 2 inches of snow on the ground, we'll be lucky to get that one in tonight.
So if the game is chance by played or whatever for the rest of the week, what do you really want to see your girls execute throughout this week in general?
We want to play hard. We want to be smart. We want to get compete at the plate, make routine plays. You know, everything that we talk about all year long that I talk about on the show. You know, we want to make sure that we're consistent. You know, we got Carmel on Wednesday, and then we come back with Cathedral on Friday, and then 3 games on Saturday with Brownsburg, Castle, which is in the top 5, I believe, ranked, and which is going to be a great test for us, and then Avon to complete the day on Saturday.
But as you mentioned, tomorrow's kind of your off day, could also be today, but you'll see that Carmel team on the road on Wednesday, and they're a very talented team. They have multiple players batting over 400 on the season. But what are you most excited about playing Carmel Wednesday night?
Well, you know, you always get excited when you play at Carmel. You know, they're always a powerhouse in whatever you're playing them in. And, you know, we just want to go and compete and see where we're at.
And then, of course, Friday night, you will kick off against Cathedral and that start of that Carmel Invitational. But you'll see a lot of talented teams throughout the upcoming weekend, Friday night. And then, of course, you're guaranteed 3 games on Saturday. So what can you expect out of a team like Cathedral?
Fast. He plays fast, a lot of small ball. You know, is where he's been in the past. We haven't played them in a few years, so I'm not really sure what kind of talent they have there. But you know, they're gonna be there and they're gonna be competitive.
But as you spoke on this past weekend, you said this Carmel Invitational really brings in some of the best teams around the state of Indiana. But what do you like most about playing in tournaments of this caliber?
Just the atmosphere with all the crowd, the fans that are there, the teams that are there. You get to see kind of the talent throughout the state, the south, the north, the east, the west. They're coming from all different directions. And just to see everybody in one place, you know, it's a great atmosphere.
So as you mentioned, you'll see Castle there Saturday for your first game on Saturday. But Castle, a team from down south, so typically you don't see them on your regular schedule. But what do you enjoy the most about playing a team that you don't see on normal parts of your season?
When you see a team you don't normally see, it's always competitive. You know, you don't know what you're getting. You know, you don't really scout them. All you do is look at a stat sheet and see where they're at. You know, so for us, you know, to not get to play them, last time I played them, I think, was in 2011, my first year here when we went to the semi-state. We beat them 1-0. So, you know, to get to play them again is pretty exciting for me.
And then, of course, you'll see Brownsburg there in that second game Saturday. But They're sitting 5-2, and they have Kelsey Endress, one of their key pitchers, racking up over 30 strikeouts so far this season. But what do you want to see out of your team battling up against Brownsburg?
Well, she's I don't know her that much, but I've looked at her stats. You know, she's going to throw the ball hard. She's going to move the ball in and out and spin it on us. We got to be able to put the ball in play. That's where we'll be with the Brownsburg and Castle, like we were against Roncalli and Shelbyville. You know, we got to be able to put the ball in play and put the ball in play hard. And it's going to be exciting to watch. And it's, when playing three games in one day, a lot of people's going to get some playing time. We're going to have to use our bench, because it's going to be a long day.
So how will the pitching this weekend maybe differ from what you saw in the past week?
Be better, stronger, without a doubt. These girls are small D1 players going to colleges to pitch to where Madison County tournament, whether they're NAIA players. So, the competition level, the pitching level is going to be at a higher level than what it was this week.
And Avon is on schedule for the final game Saturday. But how does your team match up against Avon?
Avon will be probably have a lot of speed too. They did graduate three sisters a year ago, but they'll be fast and they'll put the ball in play. So we're going to have to play defense.
And with a lot of these teams you'll see this weekend, they bring a lot of speed to the base pass overall. But what do you think about just Kylie Ryan with her ability to snap the throw down to second and try to pick off some of these runners?
Well, that's going to be the thing. They don't know us. We don't know them. So with Kylie Ryan back here behind the plate, it'll definitely give us advantage if they do try to use their speed against us.
So is this Invitational this weekend a good test of what you can potentially see down the road?
Oh, yes. Like Castle, we'll see them. We could possibly see them again. Cathedral, we could possibly see them again. A lot of those games that we're playing, Avon, Brownsburg, we could meet up with them when we get to deep in the tournament.
So when it comes to Saturday, as you're speaking, you have three games alone and then put four together if you can combine Friday and Saturday. You said a lot of the bench players are going to be getting rules, but how does that affect your pitching staff?
We're going to have to bring somebody else up to help us for Saturday. We're not going to sit here and use Eliza and Shelby the entire time to hurt us. This early in the season. Eliza's already pitched, I think, 38 innings, I believe it was what I seen on the sheet. Shelby's going to get the ball quite a bit, and then we're probably going to bring somebody up to help us to see where they're at, too. We got some young, talented kids on the JV that, we're going to get an opportunity to just come in and help us out.
So what do you look forward the most about this weekend?
Just the excitement, the fun, being with the girls. We'll be together all day. That's something different. Normally we go to the games, come back, go home. So we'll be with them all day. So to just interact with the kids and the parents. We'll have a little picnic in between games on Saturday with the parents and the players and just being together.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining me. Good luck in the rest of your season.
All right, thank you.
But when we come back, we will have our sixth and final segment of the evening. I was able to catch up earlier today with the Unified Track Coach, Mrs. Babcock, to talk over the Unified Track season, as well as their previous meet last Friday on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Lots of laughs are coming your way from WEEM's newest podcast,
aka Comedy.
I'm Aubrey Cook.
I'm Kennedy Quinn, and we are Aubrey, Kennedy, and Comedy.
You can find us on our website at 917WEEM.org or anywhere podcasts can be found.
Check us out for your bi-weekly dose of comic relief.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Mrs. Babcock for our final show of this evening. She happens to be the unified track coach here at Pendleton Heights High School. But thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
So this past Friday, you had your first track meet of the night with your unified track team. How did that go?
It went very well. It was with Blackford and Hamilton Heights.
So what has been your most memorable or favorite part of being a part of Unified Track?
Just watching students try things that they have not done before and watching them grow and progress in those skills and having everybody cheer on each other. It's just a really fun and cool thing to see.
And of course, tonight you'll have your home Unified Track meet with Muncie Central as well as Fishers. So what's it like just being able to compete at your home track?
Oh, it's wonderful. And tonight is our senior night, too. This is our last home meet. Everything else is away this year. So we're going to celebrate our seniors tonight as well. And it'll just be really awesome. I know we have some cold temperatures to contend with, but we're going to overlook those and celebrate our seniors and have a really good meet.
For anybody looking to join or be a part of Unified Track, what would you tell them?
Come on out. It is one of the neatest experiences that you will have during your high school career. It's a little bit different in the fact that we are like a family and we do a lot of things together and we're cheering each other on and we're always wanting to jump a little farther and throw a little farther and run a little faster. And as long as we're doing those things and having a good time, that's what we care about.
So how long have you been a part of Unified Track?
I think this is my 8th year.
So have you been a coach all 8 years? Is that just you being a part of it as a whole?
Nope. Athletic director, Mr. Broughton, came to me several years ago and asked me if I would start up the team because he got some information about it from the IHSAA. And I worked with him along with some of the other members of the sports, the members of the board, and we got it going here at Pendleton Heights.
So how does it feel just knowing that you're kind of behind of what originally started Unified Track here at Pendleton Heights?
I'm just glad I could do it for the kids. That part feels good. Bringing another opportunity for inclusion for the students is really a good feeling.
And overall, what has been your most favorite memory of these past 8 years?
Going to state. Last year we went to regional, but the second year that I was coach, we went to state. So that was pretty cool.
And over this course of this team's journey, what has definitely been the most challenging part when it comes to Unified Track?
Making students feel okay with trying things they've never tried before. Because even you know, long jumping, even though it looks so easy, It's getting that fear out of your mind and just giving it your all to try something you've not tried before.
And what are some of the different events you guys have at a meet?
We do the 100 meter, the 400 meter, the 4x1 relay for boys, and then there's one for girls. We do the shot put and the long jump.
And how many high school students do you have active in your club?
24.
What has been your overall favorite school to compete against in the last couple of years?
Fishers, because my sons are on that team.
And that's going to be a nice night because you face Fishers this evening.
I know, and both of my sons will be there, so it will be fun.
And then next Monday, you travel to Newcastle High School to take on a mix of Newcastle and Muncie Central. But what can you look forward to the most in that type of meet?
Oh, the bus ride. The kids love to listen to music and sing, and it's just fun.
What type of music do you guys listen to when you head to different meets?
Oh, my goodness. They have their own playlist. Anything from Miley Cyrus to Taylor Swift to whatever is popular right now.
When it comes to the sectional and the state tournament following towards the end part of the season, Earl, what are some of the different teams you see at that Noblesville sectional?
Let's see. We see Noblesville, Carmel, Westfield, HSE, Fishers. I believe we'll see Blackford again there. Newcastle. So it's just this, the sectional encompasses kind of our area. And then the state will be the winners from the regional that come from all over the state.
And for every school out there, is there unified track teams at every school or just some select schools?
Some select schools. It has not made its way to every school yet. In fact, last Friday, we just ran against Hamilton Heights, and it's their first year. So we kind of helped them out and told them what to expect in their following meets. Yeah, it's their first year. So it's continuing to grow and become more popular across the state.
But for some of those schools out there that maybe don't have a unified track team, what reason would you give them to try and expand with it?
Just another inclusion opportunity and a way for typical students to interact with the special needs population. And it's a way for them to feel more a part of their school and competitive and to get right in there and join their school community.
So what do you like seeing the most in the meets and just watching these kids being able to compete against one another and kind of having that little bit of a competition?
It's amazing because they're a different student when they're out there. They're competing against every other student and they're trying to do their best and accomplish new things. And it's just really, really fun to watch. You can tell that they're giving it their all for meets.
And for most of the kids in your classroom, are they a part of the unified track or is it just some select students that are wanting to come out?
No, it's some select students who want to come out. Yeah, not all of my students are a part of it, but we welcome anybody and everybody who has a want to come out and try it out.
And then later this season, you'll have a Hoosier Heritage Conference meet up at Delta. But just having that kind of a conference tournament competition type atmosphere, do you enjoy that?
Oh, yes, I do. The kids do. It's just part of bringing everybody together and working as a team.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Babcock, for joining me this morning, and good luck in the rest of your season.
Oh, thank you so much.
But that's going to do it for this evening's episode of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. We just wish you all a good night, but for Jacob Festmeyer, I'm Ian Stevens signing off on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.